opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, my word. Oh, hey, this is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. All right, it's Wham. Yeah, I thought before it became just the guy on his own. Welcome to the show tonight, and I have Jared at the helm. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay. One of the best singers. He is amazing. I'm going to actually have you play some more of his stuff later on. But anyway, that the reason we're doing Christmas music so early, even though it's not even Halloween yet, is because we're going to be promoting and talking this evening. First of all, again, one more time, it is Linda Bott with North State Now, and I'd like to thank my sponsors. We'll start off first with Shasta Regional Medical Group and Center, doing great things for our community. They really get behind supporting a lot of things. And later on in the program tonight, in the later half, I will have Sandra Jennings from the Chiron Society, who's going to be our live astrologer, telling us about what's happening with planetary alignment and the moon in Libra and a lot of good stuff. She said, Linda, it's very exciting. Things are moving forward. But if you've been wondering why things have been weird, it's because there's been six planets in retrograde. See, I heard. I listened. So on the phone with us, speaking of, that's why we're playing Christmas music to go in and out of these segments. I have a Lindsay Myers, who is the Garden of Lights project manager, and Seth McGaha, who's the marketing manager of our brand new, upcoming, and very exciting Reading Garden of Lights. Good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening to the two of you.
Well, good morning, afternoon, evening to you.
That was pretty sharp, I have to admit, because, you know, I mean, we'll be on the air again in the morning. And one Thursday a month, I do my show with North State Now, with magazine format. But and you'll probably be asked to be on the Enjoy Store, which is also on the Enjoy Magazine show, which is also on a Thursday night here. But let's get right to it. You are starting this event. We have early an earlier scheduled and a later scheduled as far as our calendar from November to December. Can you tell us about what's going on?
Absolutely. So we are doing Reading Garden of Lights. It's a light show in the McConnell Arboretum Botanical Gardens, right on the other side of the Sundial Bridge over the Sacramento River. And it starts, our grand opening night is November 19th. So we are open for light shows Wednesday through Sunday, November 19th through December 31st, and then just taking Thanksgiving and Christmas are closed, so those are kind of our two dark days, other than, you know, the Monday, Tuesdays that were dark, I guess. So Wednesday through Sunday, November 19th through December 31st is the dates for the show.
All right, so if people didn't have the opportunity that are listening to the show tonight or they're online listening, last year I took my 88-year-old, well, my mother was 87 and my father 89, and they made it, you know, they're not in wheelchairs. It was accessible. However, it didn't feel like, it says 10 acres of artfully illuminated and immersive displays exhibiting world-class design. All of that's true, but it did not feel like it was that much. When you think of 10 acres, you think of a large space. But there were lots of benches so they could walk, we could sit down, and there were all of these little what would you call it, vignettes of different kinds of themes. That was very, very cool. And then when you got into the ground, the round area in the middle, again, several benches there. So there was time to space it out. I think we got through in about an hour, which is perfect if, you know, or you could make a long night of it and take your family. It's wheelchair accessible, stroller accessible. Everybody was very polite.
Yeah, we designed it in a way where it's a loop. So it's not, like you said, the 10 acres maybe sounds very large, but because it is a full loop, you end up right where you started. So it's very easy to walk through. You can, I think most people did it in about an hour, like you said, but there's plenty of areas to sit down, and then great, great photo opportunities all throughout the light show. So a lot of people were just stopping to enjoy the lights, take some family photos, enjoy the songs. There's, you know, multiple songs that are programmed to the light, so you may just sit there and stay for 3.5 minutes while a whole song goes through. So easy to do, as you said, for strollers, wheelchairs, the whole family. It's an all-ages event.
Now, when you are saying that you're the project manager, and welcome back to Reading, because you left for a short time to Texas, and now you've come back. We're happy to have you back, and you're very are you also the CEO of the Sheraton?
I am, yes. So okay. I'm kind of dual-roled. So I'm actually the general manager of the Sheraton and Mosaic, which is right next door to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and I know you're familiar with it, but maybe not everyone. Turtle Bay did build the Sheraton, and it's a really great, unique situation where this wonderful nonprofit in town was able to build this hotel, and all the profits from the Sheraton and Mosaic go back, essentially, into Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
It's just wonderful, and my guest that's coming in the next half hour is sitting there shaking her head like, well, that's so cool.
it's a unique situation, but it's, I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Well, let's talk about people who maybe want to, are there packages that you're doing at the Sheraton? I know that we're kind of a double, we'll talk about a couple things if you don't mind, like if somebody is coming into town or people like, we do have listeners that listen outside of our city, and I'm wondering if the Sheraton is going to be doing a Garden of Lights package with room and that kind of thing. Just, I didn't ask you ahead of time, I'm just wondering.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we are doing that. So you could stay at the Sheraton, and then there's a package that includes Garden of Light tickets, and it makes it really convenient because you could actually walk directly from the hotel across the Sunel Bridge into the light show and then come back to the hotel and either have some drinks at the bar or have a dinner, late night dinner at the Mosaic restaurant, and then, you know, enjoy a restful night's sleep at the Sheraton. So it's kind of a nice way to make a holiday tradition, you know, out of it and really enjoy the holidays with family and friends.
So do we have Seth on the phone as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Seth, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. And so, Seth, you're also the marketing manager of Reading Garden of Lights. For you, you were very involved in this as well last year. What did it mean? What's the bottom line that you can say to tell our listeners as far as what it brought to the North State, what it brought to Reading?
I would say that it's a holiday experience that you will have a hard time finding anywhere close to here. We had a really world-class designer. His name's Trey Frome, and he designs Garden of Lights and light shows all over the country, but there really isn't anything close to it in our area. But the photos and the videos are really fun to make, and they're, you know, the website and social media, it's cool to see, but ultimately, like, there's no way of truly capturing how amazing the lights are experiencing it for yourself. And a lot of people, you know, take pictures, and it is very photogenic, but so many times when I was taking photos, I was like, it just looks so much better in person than experiencing it. So experiencing it in person is really the only way to really see how incredible the lights are.
Yes, I took my parents on, I think, the Christmas Eve or the night before Christmas Eve, and then we left to go to visit other family. But what I was really taken aback with was the, like I said, the little vignettes where people of all ages, like a family that was visiting, and maybe grandfather was in a wheelchair, or maybe it wasn't grandfather, maybe it was just somebody in a wheelchair, let's just say. And then children in strollers and people with their marshmallows on the open fire pits and the lights glistening behind them. And, of course, my father and I had to go have a hot toddy before we started anything. And there was that, of course, to be able, you know, to warm yourself up, like if you were on the ski slope or something. But there we were in the Garden of Lights. We're going to take a break. Can you hang out with me for the next segment? Let's talk about ticket prices. Let's talk more about some new and unique things, Lindsay and Seth, of what you can share with our listeners that we're going to be seeing here in 2021.
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott in North State Now. North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back to North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is on your FM dial, 1460 AM, KCNR1460.com. And we are streaming. I think we are live on YouTube now, if that's working. We have two people on the line here to tell us more about our Reading Garden of Lights, which is really, I got to say, it was a complete home run, complete hit out of the ballpark last year. And I usually don't say things like that, but I mean, I really mean it with all my heart, you guys. So we have Lindsay Myers, who is the Garden of Lights project manager, and Seth Magaha, who is the marketing manager for this wonderful display of lights. So how many people work on producing this event?
Let's see. It's a whole team effort. So it's everyone from Turtle Bay. It can be anyone from our maintenance crew to our housekeeping crew to our, you know, gardening crew, marketing, you know, with Seth and the team. So it's really a team effort. I would say all of Turtle Bay works on the event, and we start many months in advance until it launches, and then we're there pretty much every single night until we close down December 31st. So I would, 40 people at least, to get the show off the ground and going.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's like a run. It's like a Broadway run.
It feels like that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, we wanted to talk more about like your ticket prices. What I wanted to share with our listeners is the online ticket prices are very, very reasonable for adults 16 and over, $17. For a child 5 to 15, $11. For senior, military, and veteran, and by the way, thank you for doing that because I think all veterans deserve to have a discount, $14. And for a young child, 0 to 4, free. So this is really just a very reasonable night to be able to take your family and go do something and rejoice. So tell us what we're going to see that's new from last year's display.
So we had, last year we were saying we had about 1 million lights, and this year we'll have even quite a bit more than that. So we added a whole new section that we are calling the Polar Pathway, and that section has a 30-foot diameter igloo, illuminated igloo that you get to walk through. And then on top of that, we have these huge 19-foot icicles that are hanging down as you walk through this polar pathway. And then there's lights that are just polka dot white lights kind of to simulate falling snow. So it's just a really cool area. I think everyone's going to love it. Another new area that we are having is going to be kind of a shorter run than the whole show, but it's December 4th through December 24th, and that's our reindeer. So we're going to have one of Santa's reindeers is going to come visit us over at Redding Garden of Lights, and you'll be able to come and take pictures with the reindeer, see the reindeer. We have an amazing animal care team at Turtle Bay that will be taking care of the reindeer. They're going to be there to answer questions and teach the public about the reindeer.
Fantastic. Okay, we're having some kind of issue with our electronic thing tonight, but my astrologer who's here, Sandra Jennings, said Mercury's in retrograde, so usually these kinds of things happen. Hey, Turtle Bay membership discount. So if you are a current Turtle Bay member, you'll receive $5 off of each ticket, which is even a better deal, so... Wow, great savings if you're members. And then also group tickets for groups of 50 or more. You can request that by email, like say if you've got a sorority or you're a church group or, I don't know, a school, that kind of thing. Are you finding that you're doing large groups this year?
We want to be able to accommodate to large groups. So as you said, 50 or more, and they get a discounted price. And I think
I'm
the best
sure
thing about the group ticket.
This year, we did last year. It was pretty popular with a lot of local businesses, like buying large amounts of tickets for their staff as like a holiday party. So that's what we saw last year. And we're still a little bit early now in the season. We have sold a lot of tickets. I think we've sold about 1,500 tickets so far.
Mm.
So people are looking ahead and choosing the night that they want to come out. And but as far as the group sales, we're expecting a lot of those to come in later this month and in November and December.
Oh yeah, I know that the word is out. So it's not just for locals. People coming from Oregon, people coming from Sacramento. This is a nice getaway. Love the fact that you could do a package with the Sheraton or have dinner or lunch at the Mosaic and then do the lights and then drive reasonable like Ashland area, Mount Shasta area. It's a great photo op for your family to go, kiss inside the little area that's in the lit, I don't know what that would call, like a lit little cabin, kind of a motif. What would you call that?
Yeah, we actually call it the Proposal Pavilion.
Proposal Pavilion, okay.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to propose. But yeah, that is certainly the most popular photo area. People love being in that spot and taking the photos and We saw a lot of that on social media. We just saw so many people last year sharing their experiences online on Instagram and Facebook, and that just, like, brought a lot of joy to us, knowing just how much people were cherishing this and, like, making it their holiday card photo. And, you know, it's just, like, a really important part of people's holiday experience.
Right, and it took a lot of vision on the people putting this out within Turtle Bay to execute this, because of course we all know that, you know, we see it, you guys see it, or we hear about it, that there's always going to be naysayers. But then when you see the proof, like in the bridge, you see the proof in the hotel, and you see the proof in the lights, that it is, you know, nothing great happens if you don't have vision.
That's right, and this really came from the Reading City Identity Project that the Reading Chamber championed a couple of years ago. And so really the vision was about not only for Reading to have a tradition, but to have tourism value added to the botanical gardens. I think locals, you know, enjoy that space a lot. The Arboretum and Botanical Gardens are a tradition for a lot of people, but realizing just how usable that space is for this kind of event was just like a big aha moment for Turtle Bay to really utilize that space. And it's almost like it was meant to be. There wasn't electricity and all the utilities that were needed before the Garden of Light, so there was a lot of work put into, you know, adding the infrastructure for it. But now that it's there, the potential for that space is just really huge.
But if you need more information, folks, go to the ReadingGardenOfLights.org. You'll find out the presenting sponsors are Dignity Health, Mercy Medical Center, Reading. Founding support can be attributed to the Reading City Identity Project, as Seth said, City of Reading, Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, the Sheraton, of course, which is just a wonderful property, and the Sundial Bridge. These are really wonderful attributes. They're little jewels here in the North State. And there's plenty of parking, and it's very safe. And like I said, I took my parents last year. They'll be 80. They're 88 and 90 this year. And they're going to be coming up again. And we'll be doing the new expanded, new and improved, if you can do that. I can't wait to see it, with a live reindeer and the polar, what's it called, the polar what?
Polar pathway.
The polar pathway. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah, and, you know, very much looking for, thank you so much for all of your hard work and your consistency. Again, our guests have been Lindsay Myers, who is the project manager for Garden of Lights, big job, and Seth Magaha, who's the marketing manager. So we'll be in touch. We'll be running some commercials. We'll be giving tickets away. Those would be, you know, very highly sought-after tickets as well. But we're not going to be doing that yet. We're going to get a little bit through October, and then we'll start funding some of those out to our loyal listeners. So thanks so much for joining us here on North State Now.
Have a good night, Linda. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Okay, we are going to take a break, Jared, early break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about six planets in retrograde. What does the moon in Libra mean, with our special guest, Sandra Jennings, who is our house, if you will, our sitting astrologer, and she is with the Chiron Society as well, and does monthly readings from that website with other people interested in what's happening with planetary alignment and what's going on. I always love it when Sandra comes in, because we're like, what is going on? And then she can explain stuff to us. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
What a
great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
George Michael! Yeah, you know, you can tell, man. Why is it the really good ones, really good ones, I just watched this special on Judy Garland. So good, so tortured. Michael, here's another one. George Michael, so good. You know, I mean, I think they sing for their life. They sing for their life. And then we hear the search for their soul. We hear the cry.
The depth, the intensity,
yes,
of their heart.
Absolutely. So anyway, that was George Michael and Wham. We were talking about Wham and I just could not pull it up just then. I saw the face, knew the songs. Anyway. So now, welcome back to, we are live here tonight. It's, the 7th of, October. My favorite month of the year. Love October. And for any of you that are listening that know somebody who belongs to Riverview Country Club, next Friday, the 15th, I will be singing with my quartet out on the patio with the fire pits overlooking the river with jazz. It will be so cool. It's my favorite. I love October. And especially October 15th, 13th, 14th, 15th really resonates with me and always has. Especially when I lived in Nashville and the fall colors changed and I love October. So with me tonight, and I love it when she'll come in, is our guest astrologer, always on topic, and that is Sandra Jennings. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be here today.
Yes.
Now, last night was the dark of the moon. If you went outside and looked for the moon, you wouldn't see it, because that's what happens at the new moon. There's no moon visible up there. It's the beginning. It's like the womb of creation for the next month. And the sun and the moon in the heavens, if you could see the moon, it would be right next to the same degree, the same sign, the same minute as the sun. That's called the new moon. This time it was the new moon in Libra. It's the beginning of a lunar month, and the theme for this lunar month with Libra is the scales. You think about the symbol for the sign of the zodiac, and the scales imply that there will be fairness and justice and people caring about someone else besides themselves, and that there should be, it should be more harmonious and peaceful and balanced. And every sign has a planet that rules it, is associated with it. And the planet that rules Libra is Venus. So she's the goddess of love. And so there's this connotation that Libra is going to be a love-filled, or an opportunity for love to be filling your life during this next month. So at yesterday, at the dark of the moon, the sun, the moon, and Mars and Mercury were all in Libra. Now, you know, Mars is actually the god of war, but in Libra, he's diffused. And so his influence is not warlike, it's more peaceful. And he was so close to the sun, he was burned up by the sun. He's called combust. So he's the sun absorbs Mars. So that dark, warlike sort of archetypal energy for Mars is not present. Just his potential for work and assertion and bravery and being altruistic and trying to be helpful, and but like a good crusader. So that's another element of this month that is going to have this potential for all of us to be able to speak out about how we feel the world should be in a harmonious fashion, and people caring about each other, and that we should have justice for all. So those are the main themes of the sign of Libra. And you mentioned earlier, as this month starts out, or started out around the 1st of October, there were 6 planets and 1 asteroid that was retrograde, which means when you look at them in the sky, they appear to be going backwards. They don't really go backwards. It's like when you are driving on the freeway and you pull up next to a car, you're both going 65, 70, and you gun your engine and you pull off ahead, it looks like that other car is going backwards. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an optical illusion in the sky. But yet, from our position on Earth, what we see in the heavens has a connotation or an influence or a symbolic meaning for us on Earth. So whatever those particular planets are associated with, those matters, we integrate them, we go within, we incorporate them, we think about them, we revise our thinking, we reevaluate, and of course, the one planet that has done so much for astrology in the last few years since we got into the information age and everyone has cell phones and computers, Mercury has been retrograde and will be till the 20th of this month. And of course, whenever Mercury is retrograde, communication matters are sometimes they're blocked or derailed, or you have issues with any kind of electronic ways of communicating.
Facebook outage.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Perfect example. What's happening this evening, that there's just some problems. I was printing up charts for my Chiron Society group last night, and my printer stopped working. Mm-hmm. So I had to get another printer. So all of those kind of things can happen, and people can misunderstand each other. You can be talking to somebody face-to-face. They just don't hear what you're saying. So you have to try harder when Mercury's retrograde, and literally you have to remember to just slow down, don't be so type A, and enjoy life, smell the roses, and enjoy where you may go, which would be a complete surprise because you never were intended to go there in the mm-hmm. first place, but oh, maybe your train stopped running, you know, on schedule, or right. You had a layover with the airplane, because travel is also something that Mercury rules.
Well, okay, did you hear that, husband? Yeah. So I love how Venus, the planet, rules Libra.
Yes. And Venus is a powerful planet.
Oh, yes.
It's so visible.
And I don't think that we can ever say enough kind things and love enough. And so I invite more of that in. And for all of you listening, again, I always say, you know, try to be kind to somebody, because when you're kind to somebody, you're kind to yourself. It really is. It's just doing random acts of kindness is a healthy thing for you and the environment. Now, you're going to be with a group of people at Wind River this weekend on Saturday from 10 to 4. Tell us about that holistic health and psychic and fine arts fair.
Yes, it's a fun event. We haven't been able to get a definite schedule last year, about a year and a half, for obvious reasons. We're also thrilled that we're going to meet at Wind River. I'm going to be doing astrological readings, answering questions using horary astrology. I'll interpret your birth chart or predict the future for you. Those are the things that astrologers stock and trade. They're going to be card readers. One of my student astrologers is going to be there for the very first time ever, doing readings. I'm very proud of him. And there are going to be, of course, crystals and essential oils and holistic healing practitioners. And there's going to be a certain fine arts exhibits of some sort. I haven't seen them. I know there were paintings in 2020 when we did the event. But there are people, psychics, coming in from out of town to do this. So you're going to see people there that if you've only been going to local practitioners, that you wouldn't have a chance to enjoy their work.
And what does it cost to get in?
It costs $5 to get in. And in the past, Wind River has given everyone a $5 chip.
Fantastic.
So you can go play and enjoy yourself.
All right, so that's 10 to 4 on Saturday, and you will be there for that time, for that amount of time.
Oh, yes.
Doing your readings as well, if you'd like to meet Sandra. Or you can go to her Chiron, Chiron.
The Chiron Society meeting is on the Wednesday night before or during, like last night, the dark of the moon, the new moon, and before or during the full moon. And then I'll describe what's going on with those markers, those important timekeeping markers every month. I do a chart for everyone, their birth chart, and I do a reading for everyone. So that during Chiron Society, I'm doing them on Zoom now. I used to do them in person. But Zoom is working great. People really enjoy it because they can be from out of town and enjoy getting in tune, get tuned up, get their astrological tune-up. And you can contact me by my email address, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. And you'll find my telephone number that way, too. You can call me. I always want to hear people's questions about astrology because I love teaching. I love teaching people how to use the heavens, that contact between us and the heavens. Because you think humanity have been looking up at the heavens since the time we were first conscious to be able to get meaning in our lives, and it helps us to appreciate, you know, who's the creator of all this, and how can we communicate with this great mysterious heavens that mm-hmm. we see so much bigger than us, and it's so powerful. So astrology is a fossil science that's a holdover from ages, thousands of years ago. And it's a symbolic language that helps us to understand what the effect of the planets mean, the sun, the moon, and the planets mean, so that they can communicate with us. It's a kind of a code that you can decode it. I can help you decode it so that you can understand what you're being told. You ask a question of the creator can answer that question using astrology, using a technique called horary astrology, where you ask me a question, I draw a chart up for that moment, and my analysis of the chart will be the answer to your question. So this is something that people can enjoy and get guidance from the heavens, even if they don't know their birth time, their accurate birth time, or even their birth date. Mm-hmm. So I can always be of help with people in that regard. And if you have got astrological questions, things that are, you really need to know more, come to the fair and ask me. I'm so happy to be able to be there in person and connect with people that are interested in astrology and want to learn more.
So do you think that we're getting past this, everybody's been so crazy with the politics and crazy with the COVID, it seems to be the topic of, every dinner table, every home, every luncheon, every meeting, Do you think that we are just going to be facing this until I think we discussed this before, until next year?
It's such a tool. COVID is such a tool for people that want power to be able to use to their advantage, that they don't want to, you know, if you get a tool to give you more power, you don't want to let it go. But we talked earlier about the certain planets that have been retrograde. It's like their actions, the actions that they regulate, are sleeping. And you're thinking about it. Well, their four planets are going direct now in October. So it's like their matters are going to come alive. And two of those planets are Jupiter and Saturn. And those are the social planets. Jupiter is about networking in society and growing and prospering and being generous and growing your web of influence with people that you enjoy and that will support you in return. So there's going to be more people that are able to reach out and contact others. You know, everybody has been conversant with using techniques like Zoom. That's not going to go away. We're going to still be using that. But there's going to be people that are just not going to be content to sit at home in front of a screen. And so Jupiter going direct indicates that people are going to get out, go places, do things, and get going. Now, Saturn is the other social planet that is going direct in October. And Saturn's influence is to help people grow things that are substantial in 3D reality, that like institutions or businesses or marriages or a building, a construction, some kind of a project that exists, that is real, that you can touch and recognize. And that planet is going direct also. So things that support you and keep you and promote stability in society. Also, there's going to be growth there now. People are going to be going, the plans are going to come to fruition. Now, also, I mentioned that
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and you're on such a great flow.
Woo, thank you.
So we talked about the two planets that are going to move forward that are social planets.
Yes.
More on that when we get back after these commercials. We have to love on our sponsors. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. We'll be right back on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
We are live here. It's October 7th, 2021, and I'm here with the star astrologer, Sandra Jennings,
so much.
Who is the leader of the Chiron Society.
I am, and Chiron is a healer. Chiron is the asteroid that is associated with not only wounding, but also healing, all of the methodologies, all the holistic healing methodologies that can be used that are natural and that are energetic. And that Chiron in mythology was a great teacher of astrology to all of the Greek heroes. So I like to think of myself as a teacher of astrology also, so that's how I named this discussion group, my astrological discussion group, the Chiron Society.
Well, we mentioned in a segment last time that there are six planets that have been retrograde. Pluto, you said, went direct today.
Yes, today. And Pluto represents forces that are deep inside of you, like your willpower. It's a extremely intense influence. Anytime it makes itself available in your chart or in action all over the earth, like now when it's going direct again. And Pluto can represent something poisonous that's deep down inside of the earth. Think, you know, plutonium, all right? You can't see it, you can't smell it, but it can kill you. And Pluto, another name for Pluto is Hades, the god of the underworld. It represents death and life and death matters and rebirth, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. But one of the little secrets astrologers tell people about Pluto is one of the things Pluto rules is pandemics, dangerous diseases. And so Pluto has been kind of sleeping, being retrograde for a few months, and now he's direct again. So I think that the pandemic is going to rear its ugly head again as we move into the fall and the winter season. But the issue is, how are the people, how are the populations of different countries, our own and other, all around the world, how are they going to react to this? Are they going to allow themselves to be imprisoned in their own homes again and not go to work, not open their restaurant? What's going on with sending your children to school and having, they have to wear a mask all the time? So it's been a powerful influence, very powerful. And that's that Plutonian pandemic influence. But the social planets, Jupiter and Saturn, now going direct this month, are both in the sign of Aquarius, which is a very freedom-loving sign. Aquarians are not above going their own direction. When the herd goes to the right, they go to the left, because that's what they believe, and they're not afraid to tell you about it and to dance to the beat of a different drum.
Kind of like in the 60s, when you think about when Aquarius came out, and it was total...
Age of Aquarius. Age, I got to be me.
Yeah.
I'm an individual.
Right.
I can't be pushed into a mold. I have to do what's right for myself. Mm-hmm. So that's how people are going to behave now that those social planets are going to be going direct. I expect more people are going to talk back and going to say, I need my freedom. I have to live. I can't be a prisoner in my own life any longer, no matter what's going on. There have been illnesses and viruses and bacteria that people have been exposed to ever since before people were consciously aware.
Right.
So we can live on our planet and have a normal life when there are diseases that you know, try to be healthy.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Try to be healthy.
Yeah.
So what do you think, is it something in where we've been with planetary, where people, or is it just you, would you say, because you see a wide spectrum of people,
mm-hmm.
Probably not just Democrats, but Republicans, or maybe they, you know, tongue in cheek, maybe a Republican says they're a Democrat or a Democrat says they're a Republican. Who knows? Who cares? But the thing is that what is it about society that's lost its manners and its civility?
I think that it's fear and the loss of personal power. People feel they've lost control and they have lost the confidence that the world is going to keep rolling forward and there's still going to be a place for them that is stable and secure, and they're afraid. So they're grasping at anything and stealing and hurting other people and taking what somebody else owns and hurting other people because they are afraid, or else they like the power. They've been let loose. They're not being prosecuted. They're not being arrested. There's no kind of punishment for certain kinds of crimes anymore. So certain types of people just say, well, I'm going to go for it. So we need to have law enforcement. People have to be afraid that there's going to be some sort of a punishment if you break the law and you harm other people. So that that institution has to be reinstated and given more respect. Because society can't go on without it. There has to be someone who is the protector, who's brave enough to take care of you if you don't want to be a fighter.
It should be interesting to see, we'll bring you back again as we get closer to next year with our political.
Oh, thank you.
As we get going, because you know you're just going to say what you see.
That's right.
You're not giving a political analogy, or a teachings. You're just saying what you're seeing.
My only agenda is to explain what I see in the heavens,
right,
with the relationships that the sun, the moon, and the planets make to each other. Those are called aspects. And it's like that when they communicate with each other, they face each other and they communicate and they have a message. And then I read that message using this cosmic code. That's what astrology is.
Cosmic code. So would you say if somebody said, okay, I had such a hard time sleeping last night. I don't know why, because the night before was a really good night. But then the last night, would that be because of a planet shifting?
It could be for that reason, or it could be that so many planets, I'm roughly calling the sun and the moon planets, so many heavenly bodies are in a sign that is called cardinal, active, initiating. And Libra is one of those signs. It's one of the four signs associated with the four pillars of the earth, north, south, east, and west. And that's Aries and Cancer and Libra and Capricorn. When there are a lot of planets in those signs, there's a lot of energy that winds up, and we feel it here on the earth because those four cardinal points are magnetic. They're electromagnetic. And so we feel it. Now, if you have any planets that have been at 13 degrees of Libra, also that resonates inside of you, your psyche, your body, and it gets you going. It revs up your clock.
Well, this Saturday, you can meet the woman that you've been hearing all about, and that's Miss Sandra Jennings, and she is also with Chiron Society, the founder of Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N. You can see her at Wind River. Come by. It's only $4 or $5 at the door for the Holistic Health and Psychic and Fine Arts Fair, 10 to 4 on Saturday. It's always such a joy to have you on my show.
Thank you so much. I certainly enjoy it because I get to talk to so many more people than I usually get to communicate with.
with. Thank
you. Jared,
thank
you so much. We'll see you in the morning here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and I in the morning. And then tomorrow night we will be doing a live broadcast from 4 to 7 downtown for REU's 100th birthday. Thanks for joining us tonight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.